ליקוטי הלכס, חשן משפט, חלק א', הלכס טויין ונתן, הלכה ג', פרגרף ג'. Today's learning is dedicated to Lilui Nishmas, Reb Shapsi Reb Yisach HaDoiv, whose yahrzeit is today on the 28th of Cheshvan, and Lilui Nishmas Chaim David Reb Eliezer Pinchas, who was one of Rav Rosenfeld's students, a good friend. We'll just say a word about him. There's a lot to say about everyone, but just one story. He lived a distance of about an hour and a half walk on Shabbos to come to join Rav Rosenfeld for Shalashuris and for the Shir. Rav Rosenfeld would give the main Shir of the week at Shalashuris, and he would walk about an hour and a half usually. One Shabbos, it was pouring rain, a super downpour of rain, and we were there at the time, and everybody was saying, Chaim's not coming today. And then sure enough, at one point, the door opened up, and he walked in, dripping with rain, and he was wearing a black hat. The dye from the hat came off because of so much rain soaked into it and was going down his face, the black dye, and he had a smile on. He was so happy that he was zeichet to come for Shalashuris and to come to join the Shir on Shabbos. This is a level of loyalty and respect for Hashem, for Torah, for Breslov, something very, very special. And Li'ilui Nishmas Baruch Reb Avraham Eliezer, and Genesa Bas Reb Yosef, and Menachem Ben Zalman Gershon Halevi, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow on Shabbos. And we dedicate the learning for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it. B'soich Shar Chol Yisrael. Paragraph Gimel. Nimtza she'ikar ha'gzeila v'ha'kfira she'roitzen lichbor momen chaverich ha'sushon hu mitzad kilkul ha'mishpat. Based on what we were learning in the previous year, we saw that whenever anyone is stealing from somebody else or denying the truth, denying that they borrowed money, anything like that, these are all examples of kilkul ha'mishpat, where there's an injustice going on. Shenimshach machmas she'ein ma'aminim beyishras darkei Hashem. And what's really behind this is that the person doesn't really believe that everything Hashem is doing is perfect. What Hashem is giving me is exactly what I need. I don't need to steal. I don't need to take anything illegally from anybody. Asher drochav u'mishpotov nifloi moed, whereby the ways of Hashem and Hashem's justice is incredibly wondrous. Ve'yev shel ha'sigam, and we cannot possibly understand the ways of Hashem. Dahainu, for example, mashiyesh tzadik v'toivoy tzadik v'raloy, the fact that we see sometimes tzadikim who have a seemingly good life, and then we see tzadikim sometimes who have incredible suffering. Shezehu soid gilgulei ha'neshamois, and as we mentioned in the previous year, one of the reasons behind this, usually, is it has to do with Gilgulim. The Arizal said during his time, 500 years ago, that the vast majority of Jews are not here for the first time. We've been here before, and some of us have been here many times. And very often, things that are happening in our life now are in order to rectify mistakes that we might have made in the past. Shemisho nimshach ha'anius v'ha'havois v'chol ha'nisyoinois shel kol ha'chemdois v'ha'tavis kanal. And that's really what's behind all of these scenarios where we see people experiencing poverty, people having to borrow, and all the different tests that people have, that people desire what someone else has, as we mentioned in the previous year. Sometimes it could be because what that other person has is shaykh to my neshama. However, I'm not allowed to chas v'shon take it through any illegal means. Hashem knows when and how that should come to me, if it's supposed to come to me. V'al kein ikar hatikun al yidei hatmimus b'li shum chachmais. And therefore, the solution to all of this is simplicity and sincerity without any unnecessary sophistication, without a person trying to outsmart Hashem or outsmart themselves. Shaydeze zoichen letikun hamishpat, through tmimus, a person can be zoichen to correct justice, v'nistaken hakol, and everything can be repaired. Ki tzrichen lehisnaheg rak betmimus al pi ha-toira shenikres mishpat, because a Jew has to conduct themselves only with simplicity, with sincerity, no tricks, no looking to finagle things, to follow the Torah, which is called mishpat. The pasuk says mishpatei Hashem emes, bechinas tikun hamishpat kanal, and that's the concept of tikun hamishpat, which Rabbi Nizal speaks about in Likutei Moran, the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 5, as we mentioned in the previous year. Nemtza, therefore we conclude, kishahaloive goizel es chaveiroi ve'ena misalikloi, when somebody borrows money from someone else and then denies that they borrowed and they don't return it, ze b'chinas pegama mishpat, that's an example of an injustice. V'habezdin sho'isa ha-mishpat, and the court which tries to perform justice, u'mechapsin b'nichse ha-loive limtzei mokon l'hagbos amal v'choiva, and they search within the possessions of the borrower to see if he has any possessions or if he sold off any possessions after he borrowed the money, so that the lender will be able to collect from those possessions. Ze b'chinas tikun ha-mishpat. These are examples of correcting justice. Shemalin ha-mishpat min ha-tohimos mikomok mishanof l'shon, whereby we're lifting up the mishpat from whatever low places it has fallen, as we mentioned in the previous year. Afilu min ha-lekuchos u'me-lekuchos l'lekuchos, even from someone who bought property from the borrower, or somebody who bought property from someone who bought property from the borrower. Besen can even collect from that person, can allow the lender to collect from that person. V'zeh b'chinas moitzien mid'Rav Nosson. This is what the Gemara is referring to when it speaks about Shibuta de'Rav Nosson, which we mentioned in the previous year, where Besen has the authority to take property away from somebody who bought it from the borrower after the borrower borrowed the money, if the borrower doesn't have another way of returning the loan. Shemoitzien mizeh v'noitzen lezeh. Besen can go to Levi, who purchased land from Shimon, and give the land to Reuven, who had lent money to Shimon, which Shimon isn't paying back. Zebechinas tohoim el tohoim koirei. And this is tied into the pasuk we quoted in the previous year, that one tohaim calls out to the other tohaim, meaning that the debt can move. The debt, if Shimon owes money and he doesn't have where to pay it back, that debt can move to Levi, who purchased land or other things from Shimon and caused Levi to have to pay back, repair Shimon's crime, in a sense, that Shimon borrowed money and he's not paying it back. Shemoitzien ha-mishpat mizeh lozeh, we extract the justice from one person to another. Mikol ha-mekon mishanof al-Hashem, wherever the mishpat fell, u'ma'amiden ha-mishpat al-tiloi. And Besdin establishes justice in its proper place. Amen v'amen. With this, we conclude this halacha that we started in the previous year. Halacha Dalet. Al pi ma shekosuv, based on what Rabbi Nachman writes in chapter 188, shetzrichen linsoya lahatzadik lachzor achravidosoy. Rabbi Nizal tells us there, the Gemara says in Nida that when a child is born, during the time that the baby is inside the mother's womb, there's a malach teaching that child everything that that child can possibly get to know in Torah. When the child is about to come out of the mother's womb, the malach flicks it above the lip, and that causes the child to forget everything it learned there. And however, they make the child swear that he's going to spend his entire life searching for that lost article, for all of that knowledge that he lost now. And Rabbi Nizal brings proof from a pasuk to show that forgetting is referred to as aveda, a loss. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where it refers to somebody who forgets his learning, it says mohir lishmoya. There are different types of people when it comes to learning. There's a person who is mohir lishmoya, who's able to hear and receive quickly, umohir la'abed, but also quick to lose that knowledge, meaning to forget. So we see that forgetting is referred to as aveda, a loss. And Rabbeinu Zal explains here in Likutei Moran, most people, when they come into the world, they get distracted, and they forget their mission. They forget what they're really supposed to be doing, which is searching for that lost article. However, the tzaddikim, they don't forget. They hit the ground running. And from the moment that they can, they start learning Torah and learning and learning, and they retrieve their own lost article, and they retrieve other lost articles that are out there that people aren't claiming. And they take, the tzaddik takes those lost articles, all of that knowledge, into his home. Now, from that point on, a person who is searching for the lost article, they have to come to the tzaddik. They have to travel to the tzaddik to be able to get it. Shetzrichen linsoya lahatzaddik. And that's one of the reasons why a person has to travel to the tzaddik, lachsoir achar avedosoi, to go seek their lost article, which the tzaddik found and took into his house, into his possession, in a sense. Ki kol ha'avedos hem etzel ha'tzaddik. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran, all of these lost articles that people didn't search for, that they didn't find, are found by the tzaddik. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. There's a pasuk in Mishpatim that says, "Al kol avedo asher yomar ki hu zeh ad ho'elokim yovo idvar shneim." When there's a lost article and a person is claiming that it's theirs, and there's a whole question of whether it's really theirs or not, sometimes it has to go to court. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Elokim bechinas bezdin." The word Elokim over there in that pasuk refers to the judges in a court, and it refers to Bezdin Smuchim. It refers to judges who have received smicha, shenismechu ze mize ad Moshe Rabbeinu Olashon. This refers to a level of ordination that goes back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu hamasmech harishon. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one to give smicha to his student Yehoshua. Bechinas, as it says clearly in the pasuk, before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, vayismoich Moshe es yodav, Moshe Rabbeinu placed his hands upon Yehoshua, and he transferred to Yehoshua the authority to lead Klal Yisrael. Hainu hatzadik bechinas Moshe, she'etzlo, this refers to the tzadik, who is like Moshe Rabbeinu, she'etzloi kol ho'avedois. All the lost articles that haven't been claimed are by him. V'hu yochel lodun ben odom l'chaveiroi l'mi shayach hachefetzoi amoy shem toyen olav. And therefore, he's the one who's qualified to judge between people as to who the lost article belongs to. Now we're talking about a physical lost article, or money, or anything like that. Ki kol ha-hakchoshe shebeneihem nimshach mebechinas ho'aveidois. Because all cases of litigation where one person claims that the other person robbed me or stealing or doesn't in paying back, all of those kind of situations are all the result of these lost articles. Shehem bechinas kedushos hanefulos kayadua, which the Sifrei Kabbalah refer to as holiness that has fallen down into the places of darkness, into places of tumah, into the klipos. V'ikar biror ho'emes ben abalidinim walidei hashvua. And one of the most important ways by which the court validates to see who's telling the truth and who isn't is by imposing a shvua, an oath. Shelomdu mi pasuk zeh, which our rabbis learned from this pasuk, v'nikrav balabayis el ho'elokim. The balabayis will approach kaviyochel Hashem, referring to the judge here. Al kol aveda shelim akuse, regarding any kind of lost article that a person claims it's theirs and the other person says it's not theirs. Kimavur b'gemara, as the Gemara speaks about this in Baba Kama, page 63, ki shvua b'shem Hashem, Because when a person swears in a Jewish court, they swear by the name of Hashem, Bechinas Zikoroin, which is an aspect of remembrance. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ze Shmi Le'olam Veze Zichri Le'dor V'dor. Hashem says, this is my name eternally, and this is how I am remembered for generations. So we see the name of Hashem is referred to as Zichri, the remembrance. And by imposing an oath, by making the person or the people swear, Bezin reminds them of the real truth. Who is the real owner of this object that they're in disagreement about? And therefore, the Gemara says in Nita again, before a baby is about to enter into the world, they make the child swear that he's going to be a tzaddik, not a rasha. Kalidei hashvua yizkor v'lo yucha lahavireu hashikcha shibchinas aveda shalik shecholav k'shiyotzei la'avroilam. Because by swearing gets a person to remember what their mission in the world is, so that they won't forget, they won't lose anything. They'll search for their lost article. And again, this shikha comes upon a person when a person comes into this world, into this materialistic world, which is referred to as sheker, the olam hasheker. V'alkein hamoitze metzia lo yishava. And based on this introduction, we could understand why when a person finds a lost article, there, Besen does not impose any shvua on that person. Me'achar shehu bi'atzmei bechinas hatzadik. Since that person is playing the role of the tzadik, shemoitzei ho'avei d'sholem, who finds the lost articles. V'alkein bevadai einoi choshud al hasheker. And therefore, that person is not suspected that he's lying, that he stole it, he has any bad intentions. Shenimshach mebechinas hashikcha v'avei d'sinal. Lying, it comes from forgetting the name of Hashem, and from losing things. And now we understand the exact wording that the Gemara uses over there in Nida, page 30. Ve'kevon shebo la'avir ho'ilam. As soon as the child enters into the atmosphere of this world, bo malach ustoroi alpiv, an angel comes and flicks him over his mouth, umeshakhoi kol haTorah kula, and gets him to forget everything he learned during those 9 months in the mother's womb. Ve'eino yoytze misham, and the child doesn't leave there, ad shemashbi enoysoi, until they impose an oath on him. They make him swear that he's going to try his best to be a tzaddik. Hainu kanal, this fits in beautifully with what we said before, because the moment a child enters into the atmosphere of this world, they forget everything. Therefore, we impose a shvua right before the child goes into the atmosphere of the world. Because a shvua is using the name of Hashem, and the name of Hashem is a concept of zikoroin. Ze shmi la'olam veze zichri ledor dor, shehi tikon hashikva veda, which is the opposite of forgetting and losing. Veze sheyischa tanam esechta bav metzia bedin shnayim lechsem betale ezayim ranim etzasiya. Now we understand why the rabbis begin mesechta bav metzia with a mishnah, which begins speaking about a case of two people who find a garment, and both of them find it at the same time, both of them grab onto it. And now they come to court because we don't know who got it first, who does it belong to. This one says, I found it, and the other one says, I found it. So the Gemara says, Ze Yishova, this one swears, and then the other one swears. Ki ikar dine masu matn shnuyim b'masech b'b'metzia. Because most of the laws of business are found in Masech b'b'metzia. Ki Baba Kama medaberes midinei nezikin. Baba Kama speaks more about the laws of damages. ובבא בסרא מדיני קרקויס. בבא בסרא speaks about real estate, more properties. ודיני מס ומדן של מטלטלין הם במסכת הבא מציע. Whereas business conducted with movable objects, with money or other movable objects, that's based in מסכת הבא מציע. אל כן הסחיל שניים איכסים בטלס, שהם דיני מציעס, and that's why the rabbis begin there speaking about somebody finding a lost article. Ki ikar hadin vadvarim shememriyot masumatan hem bechinas metzias nal. Because the vast majority of litigation between people is all about this concept of finding lost articles. Shetzorech kol echad lechapes v'limtzei kanal, whereby each and every person coming into this world is required to search. And the whole disagreement between these two people, where this one says, I found it, the other one says, I found it. The first one is saying, I am the one who is refining this object, who is making the tikkun for this object. That's the concept of finding. He found his lost article. Shehem hanitzoitzin hashayochan l'shorosh nafshei, meaning the holy sparks that are related to his soul. Shenevdu mimenu mitzeisei l'avroel mazeh, which became lost from the person when they entered into this world. V'zelimer shehem etziya shalei. And the other person is saying, no, it's mine, it's my object. Ki hu beir ramam tzom. I'm the one who made the tikkun that's related to this object, and therefore it belongs to me. And now we understand also why the case refers to a garment. The word talis there doesn't mean literally what we call today a talis. It means a garment. Talis zebechinas levushin. A talis means garments, clothing. Bechinas levush hanefesh shebo imoy loylam. This refers to the garment of the soul that comes into the world when the soul enters into the world. Shal yodoi kol habeirurin. And that garment is what enables the soul to perform all of the tikkunim that it needs to perform in this world. Shehu bechinas bevigdoi bo, kimavur bezoyer HaKodesh, ubiksovin. The Zoyer HaKodesh and the Arizal bring this pasuk in Mishpatim to show that this is a major factor in all the tikkunim that we are performing in this world. It's all about the levushin. Rav Nosson Zal says, in many places in the Zohar Kodesh and the writings of the Arizal, it discusses this concept of the levushim of the nefesh, the garments of the soul. Ayin Shom, take a look over there. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Halacha Dalid. The next Halacha, Halacha Hey, I see is going to include a discussion about Chanukah. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchem of Kislev. And I believe Sunday is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So we're entering Kislev. We're going to have a little bit of a taste of Chanukah in this next halacha coming up. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekoyer HaBracha. It should bestow all of its brachas on all of us. For Refuos, Yeshuos, and Agula Shleima, B'mheira B'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.